first night of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, the Shem Havaya, the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Tammuz, is backwards, as the Arizal taught that every month has a different combination, and if the combination is straight, that denotes rachamim, mercy. Like, for example, Nisan is Yismuchu Hashamayim V'Sogel Ha'oretz, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, straight, the acronym of Yismuchu Hashamayim V'Sogel Ha'oretz, because Nisan is the month of rachamim, a month of miracles, a month of redemption. Tammuz, on the other hand, the Shem Havaya is backwards. The combination of Hashem's name for Tammuz is Hey Vav, Hey Yud. And it's derived from four words in Megillus Esther, where Haman said, V'chol zeh einenu shoveh li. Zeh einenu shoveh li. This is not worth anything to me, which literally is referring to when Haman comes out from the party and he tells his wife and friends that he has everything that one can possibly ask for, but whenever he sees Mordechai brazenly not bowing to him, he says, V'chol zeh einenu shoveh li. The last letters of zeh einenu shoveh li is Hashem's name backwards, is Hey Vav Hey Yud. And that, says the Arizal, which will be Sfarim quote that discussed this, is the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Tammuz. The obvious question is, what does Tammuz have anything to do with zeh einenu shoveh li? What does zeh einenu shoveh li have anything to do with Tammuz? He couldn't find another set of words that have Hashem's name backwards. Why dafka these four words? This Shabbos is Kairach. Kairach is usually the first Shabbos in the month of Tammuz. In Parshas Kairach, we read about the attack on the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kairach was a misnagid to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he did not believe that whatever Moshe said was from Hashem. He claimed that he made it up. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to go to the extreme of telling him that if all those who rebel against Moshe die a normal death, then I'm a fraud. Lo Hashem shlochani. But v'imbriya yivra Hashem, and as we go through the story, Moshe Rabbeinu is victorious. Moshe emes v'tayrosai emes. Kairach himself says it after he was swallowed up, and the Gemara says that every 30 days, every Rosh Chodesh, where it happened, there's a slit, there's a crack in the ground with smoke coming out. That's the Pesach to Gehenim, where Kairach was swallowed alive. And every Rosh Chodesh, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which would mean tomorrow as well, Kairach can be heard there in the desert saying, Moshe emes v'soy rosoy emes. Kairach was a very great person, as the Svarim tell us. He was mitoyanei ha'orain. He was even older than Moshe Rabbeinu. Kairach, says the Arizal, will be correct. La'asid lavoi, tzaddik katamar yifrach. The last letters of tzaddik katamar yifrach is kufrei shches, is kairach. Says the Arizal that in the future kairach will be the kohen gadol. Well, others explain it, not necessarily he'll be the kohen gadol, but that what he wanted will come to be. Ki chol ha'eda kulam kedoshim v'soichem Hashem. Kairach, on the surface, when one learns Parshas Kairach, and the Pasuk itself refers to him and all his assemblage as Rishoyim. Suru namei al ha'olei ha'anoshim ha'rishoyim ha'elev yaltigu b'chol ha'shelohem. But the Svarim say that Kairach was a very great individual, in the Pnei Menachem, quoting his father, the Imrei Emes, says that Kairach was doichik as ha'keitz. Kairach felt that it was already the Zman HaTikun, the Zman of Geula, where, as the Pasuk says, Miktanam v'ad gedoylam kulam yedu oisi, that all of Klal Yisrael will be on a very high level. They won't have to come on to a Rebbe Talmud relationship. Kicholo Eda Kulam Kedoshim. Kairach felt that we were there already. Kairach says the Medrash, he saw the Parah Aduma, and that caused them to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu. The Parah Aduma is the rectification for Chetah Egel. Kairach felt the Olam HaTikun has already begun. There's no need for Rebbe Talmud relationship. It's already the time of the future. This forum elaborate on that in previous years we did too. Tonight, we'll go into a different idea. Right after the story of Kairach, Hashem solidifies the kahuna. The kahuna was contested. Kairach argues against the kahuna. Kairach took the entire Shevet Reuven with him when he went to attack Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, you think I only care about myself, I care about all of you, you're all descendants of Reuven. Reuven is the firstborn. And look, Reuven gets nothing. And I was also skipped over, as Rashi brings, he was jealous of the appointment of Elitzofen ben Uziel over B'nai Kahas, and he felt that it was a slight to him, because he was the child of Yitzhar, and Elitzofen is the son of Uziel, who's the youngest son of Kahas. Why are we skipping over me? And that causes him to make the machloikas against Moshe Rabbeinu. The Siyusai Shel Elitzofen ben Uziel Niskane, says Rashi, that was, in the back of it all, that there was a kinna. And the kinna is what causes the machloikas. And he felt that, if anything, once you're skipping over me, that shows that you're not being fair, and therefore Kairach insists that he should be the Kohen Gadol. So the kahuna was contested. So right after the story of Kairach, the Kairach gives us the detail of the Chav Dalad Matnais Kahuna, the 24 gifts that Kohanim receive, to solidify the kahuna, as Rashi brings her a mashal, v'ani hinei nasati lachas mishmeres trumoisai, b'simcha, Rashi says, I am giving you, meaning to Aaron, to the Kohanim, with joy. Hinei is an expression of joy, and there the pasuk quotes, Rashi quotes the pasuk, hinei hu yoytzei l'krasecha v'racha v'samach b'libi. That's referring to Aaron HaKohen. Aaron, when he went out to greet Moshe Rabbeinu, despite that he was older, goes out with joy. That's why he deserves to be the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is only one who is free from jealousy. Aaron is free from jealousy, and that's why he wears the Choshen on his heart. Masha'enken Kairach. So Rashi quotes this pasuk, which is very apropos to showing how Aaron is chosen rather than Kairach. And there he brings the mashal to a melech who gave a field to his friend, but he didn't write him a document, he didn't sign his name on it, he didn't go to court for it. And someone comes to contest the field that doesn't really belong to him, so the king says, you know, everyone who wants is going to come, I'm going to challenge, therefore I'm going to write a new document, and we're going to sign it, and we're going to have it solidified in court. So here too, Kairach came and he challenged Aaron over the kahuna, so the Torah now writes explicitly that the kahuna goes to Aaron, he receives 24 gifts. In this parsha here, there's a pasuk, starts off with the word Zeh. Zeh yihye lecha mikodesh hakodesh min ha'esh. This shall be for you, from the Holy of Holies, from the Esh. After burning the fats on the Mizbeach, the Torah tells us that the Kohanim are the ones who receive the meat of the peace offerings, and they receive also the flour offerings, and the meat from the sin offerings, and the guilt offerings. So the pasuk starts with the word Zeh. Zeh yihye lecha. Later again, the Zeh Lecha Trumas Matanam. Again, a pasuk that starts with the word Zeh tells us the Balaturim. Why does it say two times Zeh? Zeh is equal to 12. Twice Zeh, two times 12 is 24. Remez Le'esrim Va'arba Matanais Kahuna. Every Remez in the Balaturim is Yadua, was written Beruach HaKodesh. So the Balaturim is not just telling us a cute word, that the word Zeh here and the word Zeh here, so twice Zeh is equal to 24, those are the 24 gifts of Kahuna. There must be more to it than just that. The Tzvilat Tzadik in his Maimorim on Tammuz also talks about the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Tammuz. Zeh Einenu Shoveli, as mentioned before, and he says, he also asks, what does this pasuk have to do with Tammuz? So he's Merameis Kedarkai. he says the words Ze Einenu remind us of a Chazal. Chazal say that wherever it says in Chumash, Ein, instead of saying Loi, which means no, it says Ein, like Batahi Sorai Akora. Ein Lo Volod, Sorah was barren and she had no children. Akora means Ein Lo Volod. What's the redundancy? Why does the Torah have to repeat that? Batahi Sorai Akora would be sufficient. It tells us the Medrash that whenever it says Ein, means now, but later yes. Ein means it's not always going to be no, no now, but later yes. Ein lo volod means now she has no children, later she will have children. The Medrash quotes a different pasuk. Tzion, ein doyresh lo. There is no one asking anything about Tzion, about Yerushalayim. Now not, but later, yes. Whatever it says, ein only means temporary. So he says, ze einenu shoyveli. We know that in Tammuz is when the Churban begins, that's when the wall around Yerushalayim is breached. Batibaka ha'ir, in fact, the Balaturim also brings that word Batibaka here in this week's parasha where it says Batibaka ha'adama asher tachteihem, the earth splits open when Kairach is swallowed up. The Balaturim connects this Batibaka with the Batibaka of Yerushalayim. This parasha Kairach is always read in Tammuz. This happened in Tammuz. So Tammuz is the chaydish of the Churban. So the Tzvila Tzadik says, Ze Einenu Shoveli, the combination, Ze Einenu means it's not, Ze Einenu means we do not have the Beis HaMikdash now, Shoveli, but it's okay, sort of, because it says Ze Einenu. It doesn't say Ze Loi, it says Ze Einenu, which means now not, but later yes. As he connects it with the Medrash, Vata Hisarei Akora, Ein Lo Volod, now she has no children, but later she will have. And he connects this to Yismach Moshe, where Yismach Moshe brings down a Medrash in Parshas Vayetze, where it says, Ein ze ki im beis eloikim, v'ze shar hashamoyim. And the Medrash says that Yaakov, when he fell asleep, and he wakes up and he realizes that he's on the Mokam HaMikdash, so the Medrash asks, why does it say, Ein ze ki im beis eloikim? This is not but Hashem's house. So also it says, ze beis eloikim. Why Ein ze ki im beis eloikim? So the Medrash says, this is a remez that there's going to be a churban. But the purpose of the churban is for the building that's going to come later. Connects it to a farm that's plowed, so it looks like it's being destroyed. The purpose of the plowing is for the future planting. The purpose of the churban was in order to enable that there should be a bayis hashlishi, and he elaborates on this. Ein zeh ki im beis elokim means ein zeh is in the negative, that the beis elokim is going to be destroyed, but ein, and he connects with ein, not that it's going to remain in a destructive state forever, only temporarily. The word Zeh, we find, connected to revelation. Whenever the Torah uses the word Zeh, Zeh Keli Ve'anvehu, for example, Ro'asa Shivcha Al Hayam Mashalei Ro'u Nevi'im, or Mashalei Ro'u Yecheskel Ben Buzi, two different versions in Midrashim, that even a simple maidservant was able to see revelations of godliness by the Yamsuf that even later prophets didn't see. Where did they learn it out from? The word Zeh. Zeh is Gilui. Zeh is revelation. Mara be'etzbo'oi ve'oimer Zeh. Chodesh Nisan, for example, is a month of revelation. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. The Torah refers to Chodesh Nisan as a Chodesh HaZeh. It's a month of revelation. The same thing with Sivan. Sivan, we learn out that it was Rosh Chodesh when they came to Har Sinai, because he says, "Vachodesh Hashlishi Letzais Bnei Yisrael Meiretz Mitzrayim Bayoyim HaZeh Bo'u Midbar Sinai." There's a Gzeir Shava HaZeh HaZeh. We learn out from Nisan. Nisan, Sivan, and Iyar in between, the month of Sfira, are months of revelation. When we come to Tammuz, now comes concealment. Bizman HaGolus, Bizman HaChorban, ever since Chet HaEgel, which Chet HaEgel occurred in Tammuz. The Chet HaEgel causes the concealment of Zeh. And that brings to the destruction of the Luchais, of what it, about the Luchais says, Mizeh u'mizeh heim kesuvim. Luchais, the tablets, which were one of those 10 items that were created Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashos, supernatural was written on both sides. You were able to see on both sides the luchos, which makes no sense. It's obviously beyond comprehension. It's lemailim in hateva. The luchos was a bechina of zeh. If one would see the luchos were broken. We never really got to see it. But if one would have seen the luchos, maaseh lekim heim avah michtav michtav lekim hu mizeh umizeh heim kesuvim. One saw a revelation when Esther was told that Mordechai is walking around in sackcloth. So it says she wanted to know what's happening. Lo das ma zeh ve'al ma zeh, says the Medrash. She wanted to know. She said, Shema ovru Yisrael al masha kosuv beluchos mizeh umizeh heim kesuvim. So we see clearly the luchos have to do with revelation. The luchos was a bechina of zeh. Mizeh umizeh heim kesuvim. The luchos are destroyed in Tammuz. Nishtabru haluchos is the first of the five tragedies that occurred on Shivasa b'Tammuz. Happened in the month of Tammuz. So the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Tammuz is Zeh Einenu. It starts with the word Zeh Einenu. There is no Zeh now. The Zeh that we've experienced in Nisan, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Pesach, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Geula, the Zeh that we've experienced in Sivan, Matan Torah, HaChodesh HaZeh, B'chodesh HaShlishi, L'tzeis B'nei Yisrael, Me'eretz Mizraim, B'yayim HaZeh, Bo Midbar Sinai, is not with us now. Zeh Einenu, the Zeh is not with us. This is the explanation, perhaps, of the first half of the Tzirah of Shem Havaya of Chodesh Tammuz, that the Zeh is Einenu, but it's Einenu, as the Tzvilat Tzadik says, only temporarily, and Shoyveli, we'll get to the Shoyveli, but according to the Tzvilat Tzadik, means Shoyveli, it's worth it for me. The Zeh Einenu, he says, no, the Churban is worth it because we know that it's going to lead to a greater Beis HaMikdash in the future. It's only temporary. It's to bring us to Tshuva, to bring us to a greater Aliyah, and then we're Zeichet to the Bayis HaShlishi. So in Tammuz, as we enter the month of Tammuz until Mashiach comes, it's Zeh Einenu. We do not have Zeh. We do not have the Gilui that we had before Chet HaEgel. By Chet HaEgel, the Pasuk tells us that Klal Yisrael said, "Ki zeh Moshe ha'ish, asher, the one who took us out of Mitzrayim, lo yadanu me'ahoyel." We don't know what happened to him. Why does the Torah have to use the word zeh? Kum asay lanu elohim asher yelchu lefaneinu, ki Moshe ha'ish asher ha'elanu, or Moshe ha'ish asher ha'elanu me'eretz Mitzrayim, lo yadanu. What's the zeh? Is there any other Moshe? What's ki zeh Moshe ha'ish? The chet ha'egel, besides the chet, literally what it was a pegam, it was a rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu. What we learn now, what Korach is doing here, is the same as what happened by the Chet HaEgel. It was a merida, it was a hisnagdus to Moshe Rabbeinu. If they had total emuna in Moshe Rabbeinu told them he's coming back in 40 days, they were confused, they thought the 40 days were up. Their lack of 100% amunah in Moshe Rabbeinu was what led to Chet HaEgel. Ki zeh Moshe ha'ish. And here, as a result of Chet HaEgel, we lost the luchos, which of the luchos it says, mizeh umizeh heim kesuvim. There's no more revelation. We go on into the Mishnah further. The Mishnah tells us what else did we lose in Chodesh Tammuz, what else did we lose on Shivasa B'Tammuz, the carbon tamid. The tamid, which was the carbon that was brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, morning and afternoon, ceased. No more. Batel HaTamid on Shivasa B'Tammuz. What does it say concerning the carbon tamid in Parshas Tetzav, where it talks about the tamid for the first time? V'zeh asher tasa al ha-mizbeach. Carbon tamid, having the carbon tamid every day in the Beis HaMikdash was revelation, was a bechina of zeh. The zeh asher tasa al hamizbeach. The kahuna was given to Moshe, was given to Aaron through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is the one who sanctifies Aaron and his children. Moshe is the one who inaugurates Aaron into the kahuna. And there the Torah begins also with the word zeh. V'zeh hadover asher tasa lehem lekadesh oisam lechahein li. Starts with the word zeh, it ends with the word li. Kahuna is forever. Because whatever Moshe Rabbeinu does is nitzchius. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu does is eternal. The question whether the firstborns are also are going to be reinstated, lasid lavi, which is a big shaila in Svarim. Some Svarim said not. Some say yes. Everyone's looking where is that Chazal supposedly where that it says that lasid lavi, the bechayra, will be reinstated. Not clear where that is. Some Svarim quoted, some Svarim say there is no such Chazal. But one thing for sure, the Kohuna remains. Whether everyone will be Kohanim in the future, the Levium will be Kohanim also, but Kohuna remains. It was supposed to be everyone, Vatim Tihi Yulim Amlechas Kohanim, and if not for Chet HaEgel, that's what would have been. But because of Chet HaEgel, there's one Shevet that remained loyal, that's Shevet Levi, and Levi not only remains loyal to Hashem, but Levi is loyal to Moshe Rabbeinu, and doesn't question the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, v'gam b'chay aminu le'olam. So Levi didn't sin. In fact, Korach, who's a Levi, one of Korach's arguments was that the entire Shevet Levi didn't sin. So since the entire Shevet Levi didn't sin, so then there should be no distinction. Every member of Shevet Levi should be on the same level. Because the only reason we need Kohanim is because of Chet HaEgel. So that's for the rest of Klal Yisrael. We did not rebel, says Korach. We were all loyal. None of us sinned. Good taina. He had a good point, l'chayra. But it spilled over. He wasn't only talking about his own Shevet. He went to Shevet Reuven. Finally, he's going to everyone else. Ki cholo eido kulam kedoshim. Because Chazal say, although he might have had an excellent claim, but deep down it was kinna. It was the kinna that was driving him. It was the kinna that was the driving force, causing him to argue against Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, as the Pnei Menachem writes, that here Shevet Levi now is the same like the rest of Klal Yisrael. Once they went against Moshe Rabbeinu, once they rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu, so their Amunah and Moshe is also lacking, so now they're no different than the rest of Klal Yisrael by the Chet HaEgel. The Pnei Menachem says this was the Shevet Levi's Chet HaEgel. Shevet Levi's Chet HaEgel was the story of Korach. Vayomer Moshe el Korach, Shimunah b'nei Levi. He's talking to the entire Shevet Levi. Rav Lochem b'nei Levi. That's why Moshe is so upset. Vayishma Moshe vayipol al panav. We had one Shevet at least that was loyal. One Shevet that believes in Moshe Rabbeinu. One Shevet that did not sin by Chet HaEgel. Now they too have sinned. What's going to be now? So Moshe Rabbeinu is very, very upset here. Rashi says it's the Sirchan Revi'i. It's the fourth sin. After Chet HaEgel, Moshe prays for Klal Yisrael, after the Meraglim, after the Mesoinenim. But over here it says Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't. He just couldn't do it anymore. He couldn't beseech Hashem anymore. He couldn't ask Hashem to save Klal Yisrael. This is already the fourth Sirchan, the Sirchan Revi'i. And even more than that, because here now even Shevet Levi has joined the ranks of Klal Yisrael. Tammuz is the fourth month. It's referred in Tanakh as the Chodesh HaRevi'i. The fourth month, Kiyodua, is Keneged, the fourth Sphira. The fourth Sphira is Netzach. Chesed is Pesach, is Nisan. Nisan is Chesed. Pesach is the Yom Tov of Chesed, Avram Avinu. Iyar is Gevura, Iyar is Keneged Yitzchak, Sivan is Teferes, the Gemara says, Teferes Zu Matan Torah. That's Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov is Torah. Tammuz is Netzach, Netzach, the Gemara says Netzach is Yerushalayim, but we know them. Who is Netzach? Netzach is Moshe Rabbeinu. Dafke in Chodesh Tammuz, which is the Chodesh of Netzach, the wall around Yerushalayim is breached. The Nitzchis of Yerushalayim is affected in Chodesh Tammuz, where really in this Chodesh it should be clear that Yerushalayim is the eternal city and that Yerushalayim cannot be touched. In Chodesh Tammuz, Yerushalayim, the wall around Yerushalayim is breached. In Chodesh Tammuz, the Chet HaEgel occurs. The Chet HaEgel is the Merida. A merida against Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a lack of emuna in the nitzchias of the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Klal Yisrael sort of severed their connection to Moshe Rabbeinu. Anochi oimed bein Hashem uveinechem. Moshe is the memutza hamachaber, as the Svarim say. is pashtus of the Moshe b'chol dora v'dora. In every door there's a Moshe Rabbeinu, or various tzaddikim that are called Moshe. Gemara says Moshe Shapuka Amrit. Every tzaddik b'emes is a nitzus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who connects Klal Yisrael to Hashem. Anoichi oimed ben Hashem uvein eichem. Pnei Menachem elaborates this week on the fact that it's impossible to connect to Hashem without connecting to a tzaddik. The tzaddik connects you to Hashem. And they disconnected themselves from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kizem Moshe ish asher he'elonu me'eretz Mitzrayim lo yadanu me'hoyo loy. That was Chet HaEgel. That happens in Tammuz, which Tammuz is the month of Moshe Rabbeinu. Tammuz is Netzach. That's Zeh. Zeh is Gilui. Zeh is revelation. Yerushalayim v'zeh shar hashamayim, as it says in that pasuk, which the Tzvi Letzadik quotes connecting to Tammuz, ein zeh kiim beis aleikim v'zeh shar hashamayim, is referring to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the shar hashamayim, the makam hamikdash. The makam hamikdash in Yerushalayim is the place of revelation, and that's what was touched in Chodesh Tammuz. Zeh einenu. That's what's missing. What's missing is the zeh. We are no longer under the mode of zeh. Rather, now it's koi. It's yadua that Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy is referred to as aspaklaria hameira. Rashi brings it in Parshas Matos. Zeh adover ashatziva Hashem. That only Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet to a clear nevuah. Which, and what's the word that tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was clear? Zeh. Zeh adover. When it says zeh, means it's, you could see it. As it will be la'asid lovai, b'ra'u kol basa yachtav kipi Hashem diber. That we lost in Chodesh Tammuz. And the Emes, all the parshiyos that we read as we enter the month of Tammuz, beginning with Shlach, the Maisa HaMeraglin was a rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu. In Parshas Korach, there's a rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu. In Shlach, Shevet Levi did not participate. In Shlach, we read the Meraglim, the names of the Meraglim, but from Shevet Levi, there's no Meragel. Shevet Levi are still loyal to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Emes, we could connect this also to the end of Bahalo Yischa. At the end of Bahalo Yischa, we read how Miriam, together with Aaron, speak sort of negatively about Moshe Rabbeinu, about Tadabah, Miriam, and Aaron, and Moshe. What does Hashem tell Miriam and Aaron? Shimu na Devaroi. And Hashem says to Aaron, to Aaron, without Miriam there, that your nevu, as great of a navi you are, doesn't come to the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. Loi chen avdi Moshe b'chol beisi nemanu peel peel daber boy. Shimu na devari. Im yihyu neviyachem Hashem b'amara elav esvada b'chaloi ma daber boy. Why does the pasuk begin with the words shimu na devari? And perhaps the pasuk is hinting to us that Hashem is telling Aaron, Shimuna, listen, your nevuah is bedargas shmiya compared to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is zeicha to a nevuah that no one is zeicha to. The nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is re'iya. And if Klal Yisrael would have stayed totally connected, if not for Chet HaEgel, we would have remained connected to Moshe Rabbeinu and had total amuna in Moshe Rabbeinu, that whatever he said, despite that it made no sense, we remained loyal to him, then everyone would have been at that madrega. If we would have received the second luch, we would have received the first luchais, we would have been zeichet to the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. To some degree, we would have seen the re'iyah muchoshes, the bechina of zeh. And this is what the Meraglim didn't learn. Rashi brings at the beginning of Shlach. The Meraglim saw what happened with Miriam. Besides that, they didn't learn from Miriam not to speak disparagingly, and they spoke negatively about Eretz Yisrael. There's a deeper understanding. From that story of Miriam, they should have realized who Moshe Rabbeinu is. From the story of Miriam, where Hashem tells Aaron, Loichein avdi Moshe b'chol beisi nemanu, peel peel daber boy. Moshe sees everything, b're'iyah mulchashes. Moshe is zeh hadavar asher tziva Hashem. So what's your question? Why do you have to send Meraglim? If Moshe Rabbeinu told you that the land is good, and if Moshe Rabbeinu tells you that it's time to go into Eretz Yisrael, there's no question. No question should be asked. Didn't you know already after what happened by the Chet HaEgel? And as Rashi tells us clearly, we mentioned it last week, that the Meraglim is the Hashlama of the Chet HaEgel. This we read as we enter the month of Tammuz, the month where the combination of Hashem's name is Zeh Einenu Shoiveli. Zeh Einenu. There's no Zeh now. We lost the Bechina of Zeh. We lost Ki Zeh Moshe HaIsh. Zeh hadavar asher ta'asa al hamizbeach, referring to the Karban Tamid. Luchais mizeh umizeh heim kesuvim lada'as ma'azevi al ma'azeh zeh hadavar asher tziva Hashem. Now there's concealment. And that's why perhaps the Balaturim is merames in the psukim right after the story of Kairach, where the Torah solidifies the matnais kahuna, dafka, with the word zeh. Zeh yihyeh lecha mikodesh hakadoshim min ha'esh, v'zeh lecha trumas matonam. And the Balaturim tells us twice zeh, equal to 24 chavdalid, the chavdalid matnais kahuna. That reminds us of another number that has to do with another topic connected to 24, the number 24, and that's Vayitein al Moshe kechaloisai ledaber itoi, which occurred right before Chet HaEgel, right before Chet HaEgel, the pasuk right prior to the pasuk where it says Vayarom ki Moshe ish Moshe l'redes minahor. Vayitein al Moshe kechaloisai, says Rashi, that the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael like a kala to a chosam, and just like a kala is described in Sefer Yeshaya, that she has 24 items of jewelry. Chav dalet kishute kala, ki yodua. So too a Talmud Chacham has to be a baki in the Chav dalet sifrei kodesh. What Chav dalet sifrei kodesh? The luchais were only the Aseres Hadibrais. The luchais were way before the rest of Chumash was written. If not for Chet HaEgel, there wouldn't have been nothing other than that. The most Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the Gemara says in the Dorim, as we mentioned 2 weeks ago, if not for Chet HaEgel, there would only be Chamisha Chumshei Torah v'Sefer Yehoshua, says the Gemara in the Dorim. So what kind of Chav Dalet Kisvei Kodesh? The Chav Dalet Kisvei Kodesh are included, are embedded, sort of, in the Luchais. The entire Torah is in the Luchais. Everything. The Luchais is Zeh. When one saw the Luchais, so if we would have seen the Luchais, if we would have received those Luchais, we would have received the entire Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula, which would have never been forgotten. It would have been engraved in our hearts and our memories forever and ever, as the Gemara says in Erevin, that if not for Shviras HaLuchais, there never would have been Shikchas HaTorah. And we lost that Bechina in the month of Tammuz because of what happened in Tammuz, And the stories that we read as we enter Chodesh Tammuz, whether it be the story of the Meraglim, which most of the journey into Eretz Yisrael by the Meraglim was in Chodesh Tammuz. In fact, today, Chof Tes Sivan was the day that they set out on their journey. Shlach Lecha Anoshim was Chof Tes Sivan, according to most historians. There is one opinion that it was Chof Ches. Rashi and Chumash says it's Chof Tes. Shtims with what the Gemara says, that they came back on Ches, and that night they cried, which is Vayivku Ha'am Balaylahu, which is Tisha B'Av. So most of the journey was Tammuz. The entire Tammuz, they were traveling, and already then they already had the intention of coming back with a negative report, as Rashi brings out, Vayelchu Vayavayu, Ma Biyoslan Be'etzera, Afalichoslan Be'etzera. That was in Tammuz. And as we enter the month of Tammuz, we read Kairach, where Kairach, together with the 250 Makrivi Akatoiras, together with Shevet Reuven, says it was Elitzur ben Shedeir, the Nasi of Reuven, who according to the Arizal, Tammuz is Reuven. Every month is connected to different Shevet. Reuven is Meloshon Re'iya. Reuven is Isis Be'oir Nun. Reuven, Ki Ro'a Hashem Be'oni. Reuma Ben Benilavain Chami. Reuven is the Bechoir. Reuven, as we mentioned many times, lost the Bechayra because of his impulsive act. Pachas Kamayim Al Toysak, Yolisa Mishkevei Avicha. Same here. The Chet HaEgel was an impulsive act. They couldn't wait. They didn't have the patience. That they would have waited, that Moshe Rabbeinu would have come down with the Luchais, the Avodah would have continued to be by the firstborns. Reuven is the firstborn. Reuven would have been Zoicha to Yeser Se'es V'Yeser Oz, as Rashi says, the Kahuna and the Malchus. But because of Pachas, Behola, because of the pchizas, because of the impulsive, what he did, he rushed to move the bed in the Maisa of Bila, so he lost it. In Chodesh Tammuz, we lost it. Ze einenu. We don't have the ze. Reuven is Re'iya. Now we're not Zeicher to Re'iya, now it's Toshma. Gemara, every daf in Gemara come out as the Toshma. In Zoyar, it says Tochazi. So the Sfarim say that Nigla, the Bechina of Nigla, the Torah which we have today, is a Bechina of Shmiya, the Torah of La'asid Lavai, which the Zayar is a Hakana, a Me'ena. The Torah of La'asid Lavai is a Bechina of Re'iya. La'asid Lavai, we will see
Toshma will become Tochazi. Everything will be clear. There'll be no questions. Less tamam loikushiv, like as it says in Zohar, as it says in Balatanya, brings in the Yigeres HaKadosh, that la'asid lavai, there will be no questions. Even in Torah, no questions. Because even the questions of Torah, which is part of Torah, comes from klipais, kushyais, ibayais, tuft, all the kushyais in Torah, which are necessary. It's necessary, because now we have to learn that way. And that's part of pilpul, and it's part of Torah Shabbat Peh, which is misak and all the kashas. All come because of chet ha'egel. Once chet ha'egel is corrected, once we reach the Olam HaTikun, then everything is seen clearly. There are no kashas. Not in Emunah, not in Torah, not in anything. But in Chodesh Tammuz, the kashas began. In Chodesh Tammuz, Zeh Einenu. And then we read the second half, Shoiveli. We know that the giving of the Torah was a Kedushin of Klal Yisrael and Hashem. By Kedushin, we say Harei At, the Chosin says to the Kallah. We don't say. The Chosin says to the Kallah, Harei at mekudeshes li. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, v'hiyisem li segula mikol ha'amim. We are Hashem's Knesset Yisrael. We are the Isha. Hashem is the Ish. The Torah is the marriage document. The Torah connects us to Hashem. And that relationship, although there was a separation after Chet Ha'egel, and then we were reunited again after the Mishkan was put up, but that relationship that we have with Hashem is forever. Whenever it says Li, says the Medrash, it's La'olam Va'ed. Despite that there's a concealment, despite that it's Zeh Einenu, Shoiveli. But we still have the Li, we still have the Va'atem Tihyu, Li Mamleches Kayhanim, Ariat Mekudeshes Li, we're still connected to Hashem. Perhaps we could add another Kneich, Shoiveli. It's worth it to go through the Zeh Einenu, similar to what the Tzvila Tzadik says, because we know that that's going to lead, the concealment of now is going to lead us to a greater revelation. Shoiveli, even though it's Zeh Einenu, but as we mentioned before, according to the Tzvila Tzadik, whenever it says Einenu, based on the Medrash, it's not forever, it's only temporary. The Zeh Einenu, the concealment of Tammuz, the concealment of the 3 weeks, the concealment of Tammuz and Av, Shoiveli, Shoiveli, it leads to the 40 days. Li, Lamed Yud is equal to 40. It leads to the 40 days, beginning Rosh Chodesh Elul, ending with Yom Kippur. It leads to a greater unification with Hashem. Every time there's concealment, every time there's a period, then that leads to a more Ahava afterwards. The same thing with, in a marriage, the separation between the husband and wife during the time that they have to be separated brings to a greater Ahava afterwards. Golus is compared to that. Concealment is compared to that. Al kein lanida hayasa. That leads Ze'einenu shoiveli. It's worth it to go through the Ze'einenu sort of, because we know that it's going to bring to a greater connection with Hashem afterwards. So therefore the Baal HaTurim is merames that the Chavdalad Matnais Kahuna, that the Torah now is solidifying, is strengthening, after there was a challenge against it by Kairach, is hinted in the two times Zeh, in the Zeh. The Zeh is reinstated. The Kahuna, now Kahuna, even today, Kahuna, the Kohanim are still Zeich to some sort of Giloy. The Kohanim have a Schus, especially during Birchas Kohanim, when there's Shechina L'mayla Mirashayim, that's why you're not supposed to look during Birchas Kohanim, one of the reasons. There's a certain Bechina of Giloy, even now, by the Kohanim, from Shevet Levi, who did not sin by the Egel, despite that, yes, during the story here with Kairach, some of them, it's clear that it wasn't the entire Shevet Levi, but to say now that the entire Shevet Levi is exempt, like by Chet Egel, we know the entire Shevet was kosher, Kol HaShevet Kulei Kosher, Rashi brings down, Mir HaShem Eloi Vayei Osfoil of Kol B'nei Levi. Here, it wasn't all of Levi, clear not, because then they would have been disqualified. Shimuna B'nei Levi, it was some of Levi, it wasn't all of Levi. Some, but that caused the pagam in Shevet Levi. They weren't completely b'shleimus because of the ma'aseh with Kairach, that Moshe Rabbeinu has to say Shimon ben Levi. Kairach was swallowed up. The question is, does Kairach come back? We know that the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, the Mishnah quotes the pasuk that Chana, after she was Zoicha to have Shmuel Hanavi, which Shmuel is a descendant of Kairach. In fact, that's what Kairach saw. Rashi brings down. That's what causes him to enter into the machlokes against Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was sure that he will win, because he saw the Ruach HaKodesh that shows how great he was. Most people, when they're doing an Aveira, do not have Ruach HaKodesh. Korach has Ruach HaKodesh as he's fighting Moshe Rabbeinu. Tells us what we're dealing with over here. We're dealing with very, very great people, but because of their greatness, that's why they are punished so severely. So Korach sees Shmuel coming out of him, and the Chav Dalid Mishmarais coming out of him, as Rashi brings down, because he didn't realize that his children were going to do tshuva. Shmuel Anavi, says the Pnei Menachem, is a tikkun for Korach. Whatever Korach did in the negative, Shmuel does in the positive. He says Shmuel was subservient to his Rebbe Eli, a total hiskashrus, total emuna to his Rebbe Eli, no questions asked, unlike Korach, who did not have that hisbatlus to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shmuel, he brings a whole list of all different things that we see by Shmuel Hanavi that were different than Korach. Shmuel was misakin sort of the chet of Korach. Shmuel, the descendant, many times you could have it, a descendant of a Baal Aveira, even someone who, a real Baal Aveira, can be misakin his predecessor, he could be misakin his ancestor in Gan Eden, in Gehenna. Many times it's possible that children, through their Aveda, through their Torah and mitzvahs, through their saying Tehillim, learning Mishnayos, for neshamas that are not here, who are not from even the Yodua, that there's a tikkun for the neshamas in the Olam HaElyon, if the descendants of that neshama do good things in this world. Korach, however, according to the Arizal, La'asid Lavai will be correct, because what he wanted, the Kichola Eidah Kulam Kedoshim, is be'emes what's going to be in the future. That's why the first Rashi in Parshas Korach, Parsha Zu Yofen Nidreshes B'Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma. So you do this Rashi, that is the only time in the entire Torah that Rashi begins his Perush on a Parsha with this introduction. Parsha Zu Yofen Nidreshes B'Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma. What's he saying? Why do we have to know that? This Parsha is beautifully explained in the Medrash of Rabbi Tanchuma. I'm sure every Parsha is beautifully explained in the Medrash of Rabbi Tanchuma. So therefore what? And why does Rashi say Parshas Yofa Nidreshes, which is Drush? What about Pshat? They say from the closing of the Rebbe once said, Chusay Yagin Aleinu, it was Yartzeit in Chodesh Tammuz, his Yartzeit is in Chodesh Tammuz. He writes, Parshas Yofa Nidreshes. This Parsha could only be explained Alpi Drush, not Alpi Pshat. He says, the Pshat is too difficult to understand. There's a much deeper meaning to Parshas Korach. And perhaps there's another meaning to this Rashi, that this Parsha, Yofen Nidreshes, the Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma, in the time of Tanchuma, in the time of La'asid Lavai, this Parsha will be correct, meaning that Korach will be correct. Korach has 95 psukim. Tzadik Hei, equal to the word Daniel. Daniel is the simon. It says at the end of Parsha's Korach, how many psukim Korach has. What does Daniel have to do with Korach? Daniel is the Navi of Geula. The Geula, the time for Mashiach is in Daniel. The time for Korach is when Mashiach will come. Korach says the Pnei Menachem from his father was Doichikas HaKeitz. He was trying to bring the Keitz before the time. The Asid Lavai, the world will be conducted al Pimidas Hadin, Doniel, Din. The Bris Avram writes, the Bris Avram in this first shtickle in Parshas Korach says, the Medrash says, what did Korach see that causes him to attack Moshe Rabbeinu? Par Aduma. He says a very interesting thing. He says it's Yadua that Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Chet HaEgel, tells Hashem in his defense of Klal Yisrael, what do you want from them? The Yaseres HaDibris are written in the singular. It's all in the singular. You only said it to me, you didn't say it to them. So you can't have any tainus to them. They don't deserve to be punished. You were only talking to me. Why was it said in the singular? And Hashem purposely, Rashi brings down, said it that way, so that Moshe could use this as a defense. Korach says differently. Korach says, the Bris Avram says, why should you be a leader and your brother be a leader? Why should there be anything as leadership at all? He says, Madua tisnasu al kal Hashem. He says, Kikolo eida kulam kedoshim. He says, kulam shamu mipi hagavura. Everyone heard an oichi v'layyelacha. Well, if everyone heard an oichi v'layyelacha, then there's a problem, because if we all heard it, then the defense of Moshe Rabbeinu cannot be used. For Chet HaEgel, the defense that Moshe Rabbeinu uses for Chet HaEgel is that it was said in the singular. Korach says, no, everyone heard it. But if everyone heard it, true, ki chavu eidu kulam kadoshim, but if everyone heard it, so what's going to be with the chet ha'egel? Says the Medrash, koyrach saw the paraduma. Paraduma, as we'll see in next week's parasha, is the tikkun for chet ha'egel. Tavai ha'em, utakaneach tzoyas benot. Koyrach was using paraduma as an answer to what Moshe Rabbeinu was using. Aseres Hadivra said in the singular that it wasn't said to everyone else. Koyrach says that it was said to everyone, but it doesn't matter because there's a paraduma. Koyrach wanted that the world should be conducted al pimidas hadin. La'asid lavay, the world will be al pimidas hadin, the way it was at the beginning. B'tchila olam achshav liberei soil pimidas hadin. That's the sheet of Beis Shammai. La'asid lavay, the halacha is like Beis Shammai. Says the Arizal, Koyrach was like Beis Shammai. Daniel, miloshen din. But if it's not the time yet, that's ma'ira dinim. And it was not the time. The para aduma is a tikkun for chet ha'egel, la'asid lavay, correct. The para aduma, the final para that Mashiach will make, will be the tikkun for the chet ha'egel. But the parsha of para aduma, which Koyrach saw, is not yet the tikkun for para aduma. And so therefore, do not be ma'ira kitchrig on Klal Yisrael. Koyrach is ma'ira kitchrig by saying that everyone heard the Aseres Hadibris. If everyone heard the Aseres Hadibris, then the chet ha'egel is a problem, that Moshe Rabbeinu can't use that as a defense. This is what the Bris Avram writes, Bekitzer, in this first shtickle. In this week's parasha. And that was the machlokes Moshe and Koyrach. Moshe is Mashiach. Moshe Mashahoya Hu Sheyihiya, says the Zohar, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, who asks the obvious question, how could he be Mashiach? Moshe is from Shevet Levi. But Aruch Chaim speaks about this in Parashas Vayechi. But Moshe is the neshama of Mashiach. That's clear. That Moshe and Mashiach are one. They are Kivim al HaChamor. Moshe Rabbeinu is riding on the donkey, the same donkey of whom it says, Oni V'roichev al HaChamor. The Chamor HaMiyuchah that Melech HaMashiach will ride on as well, the same Chamor. Moshe Rabbeinu began the Geula process. Moshe Rabbeinu will complete the Geula process, however it'll happen, whatever the Pshat is. But as I state that Moshe Mashahoya Hu Sheyihiyah. So Moshe is the Goyel. Moshe knows when the Geula is ready, when it's not. Moshe Rabbeinu says it's not the time yet. We need rachamim. We can't enter into the world of din. If we enter into the world of din now, you're going to be Ma'ira Kitchrik on Klal Yisroel. And so Koyrach, who feels that it's already the time for La'asid Lavoi, but it's not, so he can't be here. He can't be in this world. He cannot be in this world now. According to him, the world already should be the way it is in the future, and it's not yet. So Koyrach is swallowed up. But La'asid Lavoi, Moirid She'oil Vayoal. Who said that? Chana said that. Chana was davening for her ancestor Koyrach, that even though Moirid She'oil, even though he was brought down into Gehenna, Vayoal, he should come up. And Adas Koyrach should have Oilam Haba. Even Dosan and Aviram, the Machloikas in the Svarim, whether Dosan and Aviram will have a tikkun, the Arachayim says not. The Tferes Shloimeh writes yes, and he's very upset with the Arachayim. He says that the Dosan and Aviram will have a tikkun. I once heard this from Moshe Wolfson, who said, Moirid She'oil Vayoal is Begematria Dosan the Aviram, that they too will come out from Gehenna, that there will be a tikkun for them as well. In fact, learning about Dosan and Aviram, learning how severe Machlokes is and how severe disconnecting with the leader of the generation, disconnecting with Moshe Rabbeinu is, that itself is a tikkun for Dosan and Aviram. As the Sfarim say, when you learn about the Averis of those mentioned in Chumash, it's a tikkun for them, because we're learning how severe the Avera is. Every time someone learns Hilchos Lashon Hara, Miriam has a tikkun. As great as she was, but the Maisa, all Hilchas Lashon Hara, we learn from Miriam. So every time someone does not speak Lashon Hara, every time we learn about Lashon Hara, we're being Masak and Miriam. Miriam is having an Aliyah, constant Aliyah. Dawson and Aviram can have an Aliyah too. We learn about, from them, how severe Machloikas is. From them we learn how important it is to be connected to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a tikkun for Dawson and Aviram. And as we enter the month of Tammuz, the month of Zeh Einenu, Shoiveli, we know that the Zeh is only Einenu. It's only now, we now are in a time of concealment. We heard today 40 or so missiles have hit Eretz Yisrael again, Rahman al-Islam. Eretz Yisrael is again under attack. Zeh Einenu, Mamash, as we enter Chodesh Tammuz, the Chodesh in which Yerushalayim was surrounded and the wall around Yerushalayim was breached. Zeh Einenu, but we know Shoiveli, that it's the future is good. It's only Ein zeki im beis alekim v'zeh shar ha-shamayim. Ein lo, but later, yesh lo, as the Tzvilat Tzadik quotes from the Midrashim, that the shem havaya of Chodesh Tammuz itself is the nechama. Looking at the words that the Arizal revealed to us is the combination of Hashem's name for Chodesh Tammuz. We see already in those words, the nechama, that the concealment is only a temporary concealment, and the concealment is only for a greater and higher revelation. And just like Kairach, swallowed up under the ground, comes out, and in the future, Tzadik HaTama Yifrach Sefer Tevis Kairach, that he will have an aliyah, and the idea that he was trying to introduce here in the parasha will be in the future. Kichol ha'edah kulam kadoshim, yes, and the world will be misnayik al-tabidas adin. La'asid lavoi, not now, la'asid lavoi. So to Chodesh Tammuz and the walls of Yerushalayim that were swallowed up, it says, Tovu ba'oretz sh'areha, the walls around Yerushalayim were swallowed up, will come out, will be revealed again, will be zeicha again, once again, to the Bechina of Zeh. The Gemara ends with Mesechtes Tainis, which is the seam of all Tanesim, no more Tainis. So I heard once from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Chusa Yagon Aleinu, who was Yotzai, because this Shabbos, Gimel Tammuz, who once, when he made a seam on Mesechtes Tainis, so when he ended the Mesechta, he said, and it should be the Siyam of all Tanesim, that there should be no more Tanesim, and certainly we shouldn't have to fast Shavuos B'Tammuz, and not Tisha B'Av. If we don't fast Shavuos B'Tammuz, we certainly won't fast Tisha B'Av. We end off there, the Gemara in Tainis, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, where the Pasuk says the word Zeh two times. Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasis Machal Tzadikim, V'kol echad ve'echad mara be'etzboi ve'omer zeh she'ne'mar ve'omar ba'yoyim ha'hu hinei elikenu zeh zeh Hashem kivinu loy nagila v'nismach ha'bishuasai. That's how Maseches Tainis ends. No more Tanesim, but we should be zeichet to the revelation of zeh. We should all be able to point with our fingers mara be'etzboi ve'omer zeh, that Melech HaMashiach is revealed and that godliness is revealed in the world, and we should all be zeichet to see it and not have to say anymore that Tammuz is Zeh Einenu, but Zeh Yeshnai, that we have Zeh, and that it will remain that way, and we should only have revelation, and only Simchas, and only Yipsuris Tavis.